Depend on us for local news. Now, Mike Thomas, Heather Roberts, and Frank Boniquisti.
The Ben Lapine School Board needs to fill a vacant seat following the resignation of Board Chair Melissa Barnes-Dolakia. Her decision was announced at Tuesday's monthly board meeting. Barnes-Dolakia applied for the deputy superintendent position. Current deputy superintendent Laura Nordquist is retiring June 30th. Barnes-Dolakia said in a statement she will resign to ensure there is no perceived conflict of interest. Applicants for the at-large Zone 6 position are due by May 29th. A selection team will make its final candidate recommendation at the regular board meeting in June. The appointee will take their position in July.
Redmond has several projects in its master plan as the city continues to experience growth. Mayor Ed Fitch says the southeast sector could look a lot different in the years to come.
We have 750 acres of large lot industrial estate lands wants to develop for the benefit of the Common School Fund. We have the fairgrounds expanding more and more festivals, large events. But also in between those two, there's going to be about 100 acres that's possibly designated for a regional sports facility.
Fitch says major investment in infrastructure will be needed for that area. That includes a major road interchange and a sewer plan. The timetable isn't firm, but there is a sense of urgency to get a plan in place this year. A new rebate program aims to help the city of Bend meet its water conservation goals.
Beginning this month, water customers can apply for the turf removal rebate to convert lawns into a low water use landscape.
So this year we're offering $3 a square foot towards their project with a cap of 1,000 square feet. So they could earn back a total of $3,000, and that can cover all project costs from labor to materials, parts, etc.
Water conservation manager Dan Denning tells me there is $75,000 available this year for the pilot program. Participation is on a first-come, first-served basis. An application and approval are required. Bend has a goal of saving $7.9 billion of water by 2040. The details to apply for the turf removal rebate are at the City of Bend website.
The Deschutes County Public Health Immunization Program has expanded its services to the new North County campus in Redmond. Immunization coordinator Sarah Van Meter tells KBND News the new location makes it convenient.
It means that we'll be there reliably every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to noon and then 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., and they can make appointments for any of the immunizations that we carry.
She says they're keeping an eye on a measles outbreak in Washington and California and urging people to make sure they're up to date with vaccines. Immunization clinics are available from newborns to adults. Services are also available at the county's Bend campus on Courtney Drive. Oregon lawmakers took another step to further rein in the price of insulin during the 2024 session. KBND's Eric Tegetoff has more.
Governor Tina Kotek has signed a bill into law that will cap out-of-pocket insulin prices at $35 per month. Andrea Meyer with AARP Oregon says in 2019, the legislature capped prices at $75 per month, but allowed for cost of living increases. She says the current cost cap is about $85 with this increase.
This past legislative session, the Oregon legislature updated that law. And now most Oregon residents with diabetes will see lower out-of-pocket costs for insulin next year. It is set at $35 a month, and there will be no cost of living increase.
Meyer says this new price is now set in stone. It goes into effect on January 1st, 2025. I'm Eric Tegetoff.
Volunteers are needed for a big cleanup of the forest east of Bend. A local nonprofit organization is leading the way on a big restorative project.
Public Land Stewards of Bend is picking up trash and debris Saturday at the Cabin Butte, Horse Butte, and Coyote Butte areas. Kevin Hopper founded the group dedicated to responsible land use and conservation. He tells me the area has seen a lot of illegal dumping, shooting, and clear cutting.
Part of the cleanup, get all the trash out. Thousands and thousands of pieces of microtrash, small stuff of large items that were shot up. And ultimately, when it's done, there's going to be a more permanent blockade of these user-created trails in a non-motorized area.
Hopper says PLS Bend will work with the Deschutes National Forest on the Cabin Butte Vegetation Project to make the area more fire-safe and renew the forest. Volunteers can register for Saturday's cleanup at the PLS Bend website.
Political signs are starting to go up around Oregon for the primary election next month. ODOT's Don Hamilton says no signs are allowed to be posted on ODOT right-of-way.
Only official traffic control devices are allowed, and any improperly placed signs can distract drivers and block road safety messages on the road.
The signs cannot be staked to the ground, stapled onto utility poles or fences, and they also can't be in designated scenic areas.
It's important to remember that these are the state rules, but local municipalities may also regulate the placement of political signs.
If ODOT crews remove a political sign, it's held at the maintenance facility for at least a month. Signs can be located on private property in view of a highway or a freeway, as long as the sign doesn't have flashing or animated lights or moving parts. They also can't look like a highway sign or a traffic control device. Mass timber production is growing in Oregon, and U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley wants the federal government to increase demand. He's working on a bill that would give the government an incentive to use mass timber in construction projects, including the military. The bill would have two tiers.
The first tier is priority to mass timber directly, and the second is for timber products that come from basically restoring forests. So you may be taking smaller timber products out of the forest, so on and so forth.
Mass timber in private construction projects is growing. Merkley says more states are seeing the benefits.
As those building codes are changing, we're seeing more and more buildings go up across America, and that's demand for products grown in Oregon as being a timber state and made in Oregon.
The tallest building using mass timber is a 25-story structure in Wisconsin. Mass timber uses laminates to join small pieces of wood, making them stronger and more fire-resistant. It's seen as a way to revive the timber industry in Oregon. Listen to the morning news, sports, and guest interviews anytime, anywhere. Just press the news button on the KBND app.